This is KUT. The Austin City Council will vote today on whether to approve the city's historic cemeteries master plan. Weighing in at 510 pages, it's a massive document that envisions a future for the city's five publicly owned burial grounds. This includes suggestions on how to preserve, document, and fund Austin cemeteries. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that three out of the five cemeteries the city of Austin owns are full, meaning they no longer sell plots. And as KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, the business of owning a cemetery is a tricky one.
I'm standing in Austin's oldest burial ground, Oakwood Cemetery, on the east side at 16th and Kamal. Dale Flatt, a retired Austin firefighter, asked me a question.
When's the last time you visited your grandparents' grave?
Christmas, 2008. It was maybe the second time I'd been to the cemetery outside Philadelphia, where they're buried. Flatt says these days, most people answer that question with never, or once or twice. He runs Save Austin Cemeteries, a nonprofit aimed at preserving the city's burial grounds. We stop at the grave of Peter J. Lawless, a Texas Railroad man who lived for a while in the Driscoll Hotel.
And this is his wife next to him.
Now she looks a little toppled over. What's going on there?
She is, and that's part of the problem we have with an old cemetery like this that has stones is either through vandalism or occasionally by mistake, a lawnmower may back into something and knock it over. And so that's the big dynamic with older cemeteries.
According to state law, a city can only repair or replace a gravestone if it's likely to cause injury to a visitor. Otherwise, family members are responsible. So in order to preserve a monument that might be cracked, but not dangerous, the city needs to have the family's permission. And in most cases, their money. Oakwood is an old cemetery, so you'd most likely have to call up someone's great-great-grandson.
Hey, listen, your great-great-grandfather's headstone is endangering of toppling over. It's going to cost $2,000. You're going to go, I got student loans. I got wife, kids, car payments, house payments. It's not going to happen.
Like most of the others, Oakwood Cemetery is full. No burial plots for sale. And it's been full for roughly a century. That's a big revenue drain for the city. No money coming in and lots of money going out for maintenance. The cemeteries where you can still buy plots, Austin Memorial Cemetery on Hancock Drive and Evergreen Cemetery off Airport Boulevard, sell them for anywhere from $1,800 to $2,600. The actual burial will cost you an additional $1,200. But eventually, these cemeteries will fill up as well. Flatt and I stand outside a large mausoleum, the top of it browning, the metal gate to the tomb rusted. The name on the outside is Chrisley.
I'm famous for this quote, it's not mine, but I stole it. The cemetery is the only piece of property you sell once, but you have to maintain it forever. And so the master plan, one of the things, the hard things we have to look at is, what is the standard of care that we're willing to accept?
That's one of the things the city's proposed Historic Cemeteries Master Plan tries to tackle.
Cities throughout the country are struggling with issues surrounding historic cemeteries.
Kim McKnight is a program coordinator with Austin's Parks and Recreation Department. She was the lead on the Historic Cemeteries Master Plan. In April, McKnight began introducing several of the city's boards and commissions to the master plan. Here she is presenting to the Environmental Board in June.
The American population is increasingly mobile and less likely to remain rooted in the same community for generations. Fewer family members may remain near the cemeteries where their parents, grandparents, and ancestors are buried.
Cremation is also becoming more common, she says.
As a result, many of the nation's oldest cemeteries, both public and privately owned, have been largely abandoned by the communities they once served.
In 2013, these and other issues facing Austin cemeteries came to a head. The drought of 2011 had destroyed much of the cemetery's living population, its vegetation. A contract the city had with a longtime cemetery management company was about to end, so Austin decided it would manage the cemeteries itself. At the same time, staff put together a working group to begin thinking about what the cemetery should look like going forward. That led to the master plan, which council will vote on today. Some of its recommendations are as simple as replacing a fence. Here's Kim McKnight again.
Currently at Oakwood Cemetery, we have chain link fencing topped with barbed wire. And this is our oldest municipal historic cemetery. It's just not a very respectful type of fencing, quite frankly.
but others recommend the city collect more revenue by offering alternative burial options. Ideas include setting up scatter gardens, green spaces where family members can legally scatter the ashes of their loved ones. Another idea is to build columbariums, places where families can buy a small storage space for their loved one's urn. It's important to point out that no funding has yet been secured for these ideas. Council will simply put its stamp of approval on the master plan, okaying a set of priorities. The funding comes later. The master plan is a whole lot of paper, 500 pages of it. But when you go into the cemeteries, especially those newer ones, you get a sense of what's at stake. Sandra Kirk is a former planning commissioner with the city. She's also the daughter of Willie Mae Kirk, a local civil rights leader. She drives me around Evergreen Cemetery, and we talk about how it needs a permanent restroom, a second entrance. Then we spot someone she knows.
These two Kirk stones are family stones for me. That's my mother, who died September 2013, and that's my brother.
Oh, wow.
I usually come and just kind of check and sometimes put flowers and what have you.
Kirk points out Mrs. Calhoun across the way, her mother's neighbor in life and now in death. Then there's the mom of her childhood best friend, Mrs. Bailey. She's also buried here in Evergreen.
Just so many memories, and it's a real heart opener for me being in Evergreen, but that's just the way I see it.
The city of Austin is growing fast, soon to reach 1 million residents. There are endless conversations about how the city should look and function for new and current residents. The city cemeteries house about 60,000 people and get only a handful of new ones every year. People like Kim McKnight and Dale Flatt are simply asking, why not talk about what their home will look like? Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.